Bonjour, football fans. The Premier League is back, and on the phone to talk through the four main matches on the TV, we've got Alex Donoghue. Alex, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks, Frank.
So, after disappointing on Monday, was that a good match for the bookies?
It was a brilliant match. 0-0 is always the perfect outcome. If you think about a 0-0, no one scores, nothing happens in the game, and the less that happens in the game, the less things there are that we have to pay out on. So, whilst it might be very boring for the Sky subscribers and all the people that bought into the hype, the 0-0 is the absolute dream result for us. So you'll be very pleased and relieved to hear that we made an absolute fortune on Monday night. So we wouldn't want every game to be 0-0 because then the punters would go skint. But every now and again, a big game going 0-0 is a great result for us.
Well, a game that won't be 0-0, first game on Saturday, you've got Bournemouth versus Spurs. And Spurs are evens. That's a massive price, isn't it?
I would say so. Although Bournemouth, they obviously thrashed Hull the week before. They look like one of the teams that might, they'll be down at the bottom of the table this season. I don't think they'll be right involved in the relegation scrap. I think Spurs were around evens last week and they drew with West Brom as well. I think as a bookie, this might be one of those games that we might be getting a result in. I think Jack Wiltshire will be playing. He'll be fired up obviously against Spurs. I think Wiltshire to score at any time at about 7-2 might look like a decent bet. And as a bookmaker, I think even money about Spurs, that's a bet you'd want to lay instead of being one you think's really going to hammer you for a few quid. So I think we might have half a chance of seeing Bournemouth draw or even win this game.
Oh, wow. Well, in the next match, you've got Liverpool versus West Brom. And Liverpool are a huge 2-7, odds on, massive favourites. Have they really got what it takes to warrant that price?
You would hope so if you've got them in your accumulator. Liverpool, it's a very short price. I think that might be the shortest price in the Premier League this weekend, or maybe Arsenal are shorter at home. But they're 2-7. It's not the kind of price you get involved with for the singles, but they'll be in all the accumulators. And so far this season, in these sorts of games against Hull, they're a similar price. They've got the job done. So you'd have to be very brave to take 2-7 on its own, but it will be in every accumulator. And if West Brom can get something out of it, then that'll definitely make the weekend for us, but I'm not so sure.
Well, you've then got City versus Southampton, and Southampton are huge, 11-2. Surely after City stumbling, that's worth a good looking at 11-2.
Well, it could be. I mean, Everton managed to get a point there last week. City obviously were humbled midweek, albeit against Barcelona. Southampton, I think they lost 1-0 last night. Obviously, playing Thursday doesn't give them as much rest. I think it'd be interesting if City were to fail to win this game, then it's going to really open up the title betting. City still even money for the title at the moment. I think Southampton at 11-2 is a pretty fair price, but I think of the teams at bigger odds, I think Bournemouth might be the best value outside of this weekend for the Southampton.
Well, the biggest match of the weekend, we've got Chelsea versus United, two teams not really firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. Is this worth the 23-10 for the draw? Because I just can't see either team edging.
Yeah, I think so. I think draws, very few punters ever look for draws because it's very difficult, especially if it's a game you've got any kind of personal emotional investment in, to say you're cheering on the draw. But that is a good value bet. I think there'll be a few people going for a 0-0, I expect, at about 8-1. I think the draw could be, of all the games this weekend to look at a draw, I think this might be the best one. I don't think it's necessarily going to be a goal fest. Although, who knows, Mourinho might completely change the tactics and go all out. I somehow doubt that. But I think if we'd have backed the draw on Monday, we'd have made money. So let's back the draw again in this game.
Well, that sounds like a good series of bets, Alex. Thank you for your time today. And thank you for watching.